Welcome to the Being Curious Show. I'm Brian Mariani, founder of No Shift Owned.
And I'm Kelly Wagner, publisher of Edge Magazine. Our show is about curiously connecting teachers and seekers on a wide range of topics in a safe space. Few topics will be off limits, and we have some amazing guests to share with you.
Our intention is that our conversations will spark your own curiosity to create a life that lights you up and inspires you to be kind, thoughtful, open-minded to yourself and others.
So, Brian, what are you curious about today?
I normally don't get to watch my own intro.
I was
sitting back here like, boom, what's next?
It's like, oh, that's super cool. Hey, everybody, it's Kelly. It is Cheryl. We're on the Being Curious show. We're just kind of having in flow today. We're 2024. Mm-hmm. And we've done a couple shows today, and we're finding our flow. And I want to say we're saving the best for last, but we've had amazing people, but I'm going to still say we're saving the best for last.
I think this is sometimes like when you have a really good Sunday and you're enjoying it, but that's cherries on top.
Yeah.
So can we give
Terry's
you that?
Terry's the cherry on top. Uh-huh. Terry.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
I love it.
Terry's
there you go.
The cherry
there you
on go. Top. So if you see us kind of like looking around today, we have Terry on a big screen in the studio, and we're just kind of mixing it up and having fun. Terry, welcome. But Cheryl's been doing the intros today. Cheryl, who do we have with us today?
You know, can you believe this? Fresh from Florida into Eau Claire, Wisconsin, we have Terry Flick. Isn't this awesome? Woohoo! Terry is in the house. I see a little bit of tan going on, but not a lot. Did you get into the sunshine? Did you enjoy it a little bit?
We got to sit on the beach a few days. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Enjoy a little bit of, absorb a little vitamin D, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Eau Claire has about as much sunshine as Minneapolis, and we're hurting for it these days.
We are. It's very gloomy here.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, I truly enjoy the water.
Awesome.
So whether it's there or, you know, up in Ashland or on Lake Superior, Northern California on the Pacific, you know, water.
Water. So Got it.
Let it flow.
Well, you guys, Terry is, like, we're both holding up our Edge magazines. Like, we went straight to our total friend of the Edge. Check him out in the latest edition. We have the Ho'oponopono issue. And I'm just going to tell you guys, like, shortcut. Go to page 23, and the cute little alien that's just like, woohoo! Like, come on, does it get any better than that? Like, yay. Okay, so, Terry, what are you curious about? Why are you here today? And just the floor is yours, because you are a business owner, you are
a promoter,
you are, like, trying to take on this huge new, like, shift in this new energy with your events. You have a beautiful store in Eau Claire. Like, there's so much we could talk about. Go for it.
Yeah, well, where do you start, right? I think it was, I turned 50, so that was 9 years ago. I kind of got into this metaphysical realm, so to speak. It was quite interesting. Met my husband in that same year, and he kind of introduced me to this. And, you know, in 50 years, it's not that I didn't dabble. I probably wasn't truly a believer.
Right.
And sure. Once he got into my life, and well, once the universe said, this is what you're doing, and I started going to the events and you know, meeting people, and the draws were just crazy. Like, oh, no, you're going to go over here, and you're going to sit with this one, and you're going to do this. And I'm like, who the hell is pushing me around? You know, it's like, that was just crazy. But I did. And, you know, Kathy Drinkman from here in Eau Claire is my Reiki master. She's the one that's taught me everything I know about Reiki. So I took Reiki classes. I do Reiki sessions, Reiki healings here in Eau Claire. Then we're about a year or so into doing the Reiki part of it. And Danny, my husband, is a tarot master. He does tarot classes. He teaches tarot.
His reads are so cool. I had one at Art on the Edge, and I just was like in awe. Like, yeah, he like throws down. It was really cool.
Awesome.
Sorry, I just I had to
little
plug.
Promo.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And they're different. So. I mean, it was really, really, it was this really like, it was like flowing out of him. It wasn't, it like the cards were an extension of him.
Wow.
It was really cool.
Awesome.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And he does those remote as well. So, but yeah, so then we decided like, I wonder if we can throw a wellness fair together. So we did our first one here in Eau Claire. And it was a hit. It was like, oh, this felt so like bringing that community together was amazing. Right. So with us, it's not about, I mean, we all have to pay our bills. But it's not about the mighty buck here. It's about bringing the community together. So that's why we started doing the shows, was so we could bring more people together and help people get what they need. I think.
What's the community like in Eau Claire? Like, tell me about. Because some people might think that it might be kind of a smaller market. It might be more in that not as curious. But I have a feeling that Eau Claire has a lot of curiosity. I like see it like this. Like,
well, it is, and it is, you know, and I love my people here in Eau Claire. Please don't take me wrong, but it can be kind of clicky.
Oh, okay.
And, you know,
you get that, Terry, when you get small. But I think that as you expand, because you're expanding that community, you'll expand them too. Does that make sense?
I agree. Yeah. I agree. And you know, there's days where it's nice and quiet in the store and I get to get a lot of work done. And there's days where I don't get to breathe. So I'm happy with that. You know, whatever happens. So, but yeah, so we started doing like 5 shows a year. And just in Wisconsin. And then I love Minnesota. Minnesota treats us so well when we come to Minnesota to do shows. It's amazing up there. Mm-hmm. But so now we're at, 40 shows a year?
Holy Hannah banana.
I have almost 40 scheduled this year. So
what makes your shows different? Because your tagline is when the metaphysical meets the paranormal. And that's something special. It's different than a lot of the different holistic health and wellness fairs that are around in the Midwest.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I'm a true believer that there is no difference between paranormal, metaphysical. I truly believe when I talk to spirits, when I talk to souls, it's no different than me sitting in a haunted house talking to spirits. It's no different than it's just finding the balance, you know. People believe there's so many beliefs out there about when you start working in paranormal, you have negative entities and you have this and you have that. And I'm like, yeah, but I have that in my healing room almost every day. You know, it's like it's how you work with it. And, you know, not all entities are bad. I mean, there's some beautiful souls that we've crossed over doing investigations and stuff. You know, it's like it's I don't know. I just want to bring the two sides together. I want to bring the fairy people together. I want to bring, of course, the dragon people together, right? You know, because I'm all about dragon energy. Mm-hmm. So, and I want to bring the paranormal people together. Anybody that just wants community.
Right. Right.
And come in and enjoy our stuff. You know, it's like, you know, we're up to, you know, I don't do paracons per se, but mini paracons maybe is what we can call them. Although maybe we do a big paracon again. I don't know. We did one in Janesville 3 years ago. So actually it was 2 years ago and it went really well. So, but we'll see, you know?
Well, I think the uniqueness of that, when you bring all the different energies together, as we were just having this conversation in our last interview, as a matter of fact, is it meets everybody where they're at. So if it's somebody who says, well, I don't know about this ghost thing, that scares me, but I like
love fairies.
Right? But it brings them in, and then it brings them into the room, and then maybe they're exposed, and then they might do the thing about peeking around the corner, right?
But right,
I think it's all where everybody comes to their spiritual knowledge or their spiritual being or their spiritual becoming through a different channel. And I think the beauty of being able to offer all those facets under one roof then has something for everybody. And isn't that what we're all about? I mean, we're all about meeting people exactly where they're at and inviting them to grow.
Yep, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yep. A little guidance here and there, you know.
Yeah,
I just find that in our 8 hours or 9 hours day of the event, right? Mm-hmm. there's just not enough time to get all the information out.
No.
You know, I want to talk about Brainerd, Minnesota, because that's a big one for us.
April 12th through 14th, 2024.
Yeah, I was just looking up there trying to grab the date, and
I gotcha.
But yeah, it
so
is.
So what's Brainerd? What's so powerful? What's so magical? What draws you to Brainerd? Because I've heard a lot of different people in that Brainerd, Detroit Lakes, like that area that are people really want to lean into, and I think there's a lot of curiosity up there.
Well, let's put it this way: last year in April, I met over 500 people in nice. Brainerd, mm-hmm. and the healings that happened, the information that was exchanged, the people that left crying with joy. It was crazy. It was amazing. So this year we decided to take Brainerd a step forward or a step up, however you want to call it. And I booked the whole Arrowwood Lodge. I have two classrooms running all day, both Saturday and Sunday. Maybe they'll be workshops, and maybe they'll just be classes. We have a seance going on Friday night. We have a gallery going on Saturday night. We're just going to bring it all and give them everything that we can possibly give them up there.
That's amazing. Who's your gallery reader?
It's not publicized yet.
Oh! Come on, I was hoping we'd have like an exclusive, but I guess we're not cool enough for that.
Well, it might be me.
Okay, rock on.
So truthfully, I did it last year with Sherry, Adam and Sherry. Yep, there we go, blanking.
It's okay.
From Reiki Magic out of Duluth.
Yeah.
So me and Sherry did it together last year, and we had 65 people in our gallery.
Nice.
It was amazing. And 2.5 hours later, you know, we took a little break in between. But, you know, for me and Sherry, it's about giving everybody something, you know, trying to make sure we hit everybody and everybody leaves with some kind of a message.
Oh, gosh. Like my first gallery, I did 80 people and I walked into that room and I was like, oh, my goodness, that was like, hi, I'm wearing my big girl panties.
That's
today.
Right.
it was crazy. And you do want to give so much. And I remember there was one time that I was in the front and I was being called to the back, and right the corner of the front row was this lady, and this gentleman just kind of popped in. It was like her grandfather, and he was dressed, and he was a Southern man, and he was just like, darling, I just want to say hi. And I like stopped. I did that, and she looked at me. She burst into tears, and I kept going, and then I double backed, and I was just like, was that your grandpa? And she's like, yeah, and that's exactly the way he would have done it. And I was like, oh, my God, yay. And then I was like, is there anything more? And he just tipped his hat, and I just kept going. And it was just like this lovely, crazy.
It's amazing how it flows. Amazing how it flows.
Well, that's exciting that if you're going to be doing that. Well, okay, there's Brainerd. You have Oshkosh, Grand Rapids, Stevens Point, Alexandria, Brainerd. Okay, is it what's Onalaska? I always say that wrong.
Onalaska.
Oh my gosh.
Onalaska.
Yeah. Wow, I'm a true Minnesotan if I'm screwing up Wisconsin names. Milwaukee.
Well, so Onalaska La Crosse.
Got it.
They're right next door to each other.
So tell us, jumping really back to Eau Claire, I just kind of feel grounded to Eau Claire. Tell us about your beautiful store in Eau Claire, because there's definitely people that are going to be listening to this. And what are they curious about? They walk through the door, and what do they experience?
First in the experience is me saying hi. You know, I welcome everybody into the store, and I'll stand and you know, I'll ask if they have anything I can help them with right away. And then I just, if not, then I say, well, I'm right here if you have any questions. And they walk in, and the first thing they see is in the middle of our main room is a stand with crystals, of course.
Mm-hmm. No, you don't have any crystals in your store.
Yeah, no, just a couple. Yeah. Okay. And so the main room is the crystal room, and it has over 250 different tumbled stones, plus, you know, pendulums and towers and obelisks and whatever, you know, palm stones and all the little fun stuff, right? And then we have an apothecary room, you know, that carries all the herbs and the candles and everything you need for spell work and the books that go with it. and so, you know, it's all that kind of stuff. And then, of course, there's the deck room. So the deck room is just what it is. It's about books and tarot decks and affirmation decks and, you know, what is the other kind? There you go.
Oracle
decks. Yeah. So, you know, it's and all that. So, you know, what we don't have in the store, we special order and we ship. We have online services for the store. It's soulandsynergyretail.com. So, okay. So you can look online. I have customers that come into the store with this piece of paper and they're going, I know you have it because I looked online first. I'm like, oh, sweet. So all you have to do then is place your order and say, pick up in store. And I'll have it ready for you when you get here. So, you know, we do things like that as well. So
what are your most popular items?
Oh, it depends on the time of the month.
Tell me about it.
Yep. Truly
does.
I'm
just kidding.
You know, are we getting close to a new moon? Are we getting close to a full moon? Are we working on love spells? Are we working on money manifestation? Are we working on, you know, they'll come up to and they'll lay their stuff out on the checkout counter. I'm going, oh, what are we working on?
Yeah.
And then we talk a little bit about that. And then, you know, if people are okay with it, you know, and I'll say, is it okay if I tune into you and see if there's anything else I can help with? And, you know, if they are, we do that. And I do sometimes little mini readings right at the register and stuff for them and help them along, you know. But, yeah, most popular is, of course, the crystals, you know. Decks are probably the second, you know. Mm-hmm. Everybody needs a new deck once a month, right?
Absolutely. Like, come on. Hello.
And I think last time I counted inventory, I have over 200 different decks.
Wow.
So, yeah. And I just ordered some new ones that are just being released. So,
awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, here's another thing that I've told people. This is a really nice thing about Soul and Synergy Retail because we take our store to our shows. Mm-hmm. So, maybe not the whole store, but I have had people place their order online like they know we're coming to Brainerd.
Sure.
And so I like place your order online. I'll bring it with me. There's no shipping then, mm-hmm. you know, and we can do things like that as well. We're very accommodating. So, but otherwise teaching, this is where my classroom is.
There we go.
So
what classes are you currently teaching? Okay. So Reiki. Mm-hmm.
So I teach Reiki 1, Reiki 2, Reiki Master. Of course here we teach Energy 101. Which is about feeling energy. I'll get ready for the class and I'll sit at my desk and all right, Spirit, what do I need to get with me? What are we taking to class tonight? And he'll give me a list of things that I need to take into the classroom. And I'm looking at this pile of stuff that I've accumulated throughout my store and going, and what are we doing with this tonight? You know, because Energy 101 is not about... I don't have a format for it. I don't have it all laid out. I don't have, like, at this moment, I'm going to do this. I don't have that stuff. It is all about me to teach because it's different people coming each time.
Right. Hey, so, where are your angels in that store? Just saying.
In my healing space, usually.
Cheryl's needs to take a road trip to Eau Claire with some show and tell.
I'm just saying that I think you need a few angels in that store. Yes, you do.
I probably do. I don't think we have but two.
What? Yeah. Opportunity.
Yeah, yes. Right?
I also see that you need this gigantic dragon somewhere in your store. This gigantic.
I almost bought one.
Okay.
The 6 foot
tall. Yes.
Yeah.
You need it.
I just don't know where I'd put it.
Honey, you can always find the
It'll space. Find it. It'll find the
You
space.
Could even hang it from the ceiling.
Oh yeah.
I always say we own the way up to the top. We pay for it. And so
we do.
I think you need that 6 foot dragon, and I know for sure you need some angel energy. I'm just saying, Terry. I'll connect with you after the show.
Sounds good. Yeah. 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 So the other classes we teach,
mm-hmm.
Tarot, of course.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So he does a basic tarot class, Danny does, and mm-hmm. then he does a 6-week meet every week for 6 weeks, taking you from novice to professional. Mm. He will even sit with you to help get your business cards done, all the things that you need to do, like a professional tarot business. So
awesome.
So we do that. I do dragon magic classes. So about every 2 months or so, I put a dragon magic class together. And that is learning about your dragons. Awesome. So I do dragon readings in the beginning of it, so we can kind of get an idea. Oh, by the way, when I do those readings, I don't tell you what I'm doing or what I'm getting, because I know where I'm at. Now I need you to find your dragon, because you are the one that needs to work with it, right?
Cool.
So then the rest of the 2 hours is about you finding the color, the name, the size, the shape, and how it works. So, yeah. Well, and what else do we do? So I like doing workshops at events.
Yep.
I like doing feeling energy at events. So I have this dragon, and let's see if I can make him, ask him. Let me see if he'll do something for me. Will you go to Kelly? And see if he comes into your space. You'll know if he comes into your space.
Oh, yeah, I just did. Yep.
Yeah. He's a pretty heavy dragon. Argon is his name. And he loves doing workshops with me. So I'm in Iowa doing a shop workshop at Kelly's event. And he's like, just let me do it. Let me do it. Let me do it. And so he sits down in the middle of the room. Mm-hmm. And I say to people, like, what are you feeling right now? And these people are like all of a sudden being drawn to the center of the room. It is crazy. Like I said, just reach your hand out and touch him. He's right there. You can touch him. It was cool. I mean, it's when you can get people to come out of their shells and yes. feel this stuff, mm-hmm. you know,
very cool.
Very cool stuff. And then we do community stuff. So like every other Monday night, I do a class called, or a get together. It's not a class. It's called Finding Your Path. Mm-hmm. And it is just a group of like-minded people that need guidance. So, last night we had it here, and I had like, I think there's 10 or 12 here. And we just talked about different things. And then when Spirit would say, hey, ask this question, I would ask these questions and stuff. And, you know, and ascension, we're talking about ascension then, and we're talking about, just feeling energy and are you communicating with your loved ones that have passed? And if you're not, why aren't you communicating with them? Because they're yours. Why aren't you communicating with them, right? You know, so, you know, it's a fun time. It takes the fear out of it, I think. Mm-hmm. You know? So, yeah.
No, it's all good. Well, this has been awesome. I love doing a check-in with you. It's fantastic. So let's just go back to how do people find you?
Well, there's a few ways. Soul and Synergy, EC.com is our website. My email is soulandsynergy@gmail.com, or they can do Terry@soulandsynergyec.com. So all of our events are listed on both the Soul and Synergy website and the MetaPair Pro website. The MetaPair Pro is our promotion company that we use to promote our events and other events for other people as well. So, yeah.
No, it's great. And their tagline, again, you guys, it's awesome. Look in the most current Edge magazine. Look for the cute little green alien when the metaphysical meets the paranormal. And again, their upcoming workshops are Oshkosh, February 11th, Grand Rapids, March 2nd, Stevens Point, March 16th, Onalaska, did I say that right?
Onalaska,
thank you, February 17th, Alexandria, Minnesota, March 9th, and Brainerd, which is going to be the big one, at Arrowwood Lodge, April 12th, 13th,
and 14th.
Two more. Here we go. Keep going.
Yep. Spring Psychic and Wellness Fair is Eau Claire.
Got it. What
that
dates?
Is April 27th.
Okay.
That is our longest going event. And then we will shoot that night to St. Cloud for a Sunday show the 28th of April.
beautiful. And if you are in our community and you are a vendor or a practitioner and you're looking for some good people to align with, please, you have Terry's contact information. Check it out, because he's doing a lot of stuff in Minnesota and in Wisconsin, and a really great safe space to connect with people and share your gifts and abilities.
Absolutely.
Beautiful, yeah. Beautiful. Thank you so much for being on today. This is the Being Curious Show. I am here with Cheryl and Terry, and this is a good one. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you. Make sure to check out your Edge magazine, edgemagazine.net, and stay curious. Thanks, everybody.